Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Please be seated.
Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of land that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down there at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her,
"Give me a drink."
His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him,
"How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink?"
For Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans. Jesus answered and said to her,
"If you knew the gift of God and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him and he would have given you living water."
The woman said to him,
"Sir, you do not even have a bucket, and the cistern is deep. Where then can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this cistern and drank from it himself with his children and his flocks?"
Jesus answered and said to her,
"Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life."
The woman said to him,
"Sir, give me this water so that I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water."
Jesus said to her,
"Go, call your husband and come back."
The woman answered and said to him,
"I do not have a husband."
Jesus answered her,
"You are right in saying, 'I do not have a husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true."
The woman said to him,
"Sir, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem."
Jesus said to her,
"Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people will worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. For the hour is coming and is now here, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth."
The woman said to him,
"I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything."
Jesus said to her,
"I am he, the one speaking with you."
At that moment, his disciples returned and were amazed that he was talking with a woman. But still, no one said, "What are you looking for?" or "Why are you talking with her?" The woman left her water jar and went into the town and said to the people,
"Come, see a man who told me everything I have done. Could he possibly be the Christ?"
They went out of the town and came to him. Meanwhile, the disciples urged him, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them,
"I have food to eat of which you do not know."
So the disciples said to one another, "Could someone have brought him something to eat?" Jesus said to them,
"My food is to do the will of the one who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say, 'In 4 months the harvest will be here'? I tell you, look up and see the fields ripe for the harvest. The reaper is already receiving payment and gathering crops for eternal life, so that the sower and reaper can rejoice together. For here the saying is verified that one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the work, and you are sharing the fruits of their work."
Many of the Samaritans of that town began to believe in him because of the word of the woman who testified,
"He told me everything I have done."
When the Samaritans came to him, they invited him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of his word, and they said to the woman, "We no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world.
The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Maybe you can relate to this, but as a young man, I really wanted a Christ who was strong and powerful and divine, just utterly divine. But as I grow older, I very much want and appreciate a Savior who is like me, who gets tired, who gets thirsty, who gets hungry after a long day of ministry. St. Jose Maria Escriva comments on today's passage saying, whenever we get tired in our work, in our studies, in our apostolic endeavors, when our horizon is darkened by lowering clouds, then let us turn our eyes to Jesus, the Jesus who is so good and who also gets tired, to Jesus who is hungry and suffers thirst. Lord, how well you make yourself understood, how lovable you are. You show us that you are like us in everything but sin, so that we can feel utterly sure that together with you we can conquer all our evil inclinations, all our faults. For neither weariness nor hunger matters, nor thirst nor tears, since Christ also grew weary, knew hunger, was thirsty, and wept. What is important is that we struggle to fulfill the will of our Heavenly Father. Battling away good-heartedly, for our Lord is always at our side. The woman at the well, even though she stood right next to our Lord, was very far from him at the beginning of their conversation. She could not see herself in Christ, for he was a Jew and she was a Samaritan. There was a great divide between their two cultures. These cultures, the Jewish and the Samaritan cultures, could not interact. They could not use the same utensils, the same tools, the same watering jar. And yet Christ still endeavors to become like her, to be known to her, by asking her for a simple cup of water. But how can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? In this question, in this hesitancy that she puts forward, this woman is open and honest, willing to converse with our Lord, willing to dialogue, open and honestly. This is the first stage in her change of heart. And here before her really is someone greater than Jacob, someone greater than all the prophets before, someone offering her water that will quench her thirst once and for all. The spring of water which Christ refers to in the gospel today is the change worked in every person by grace, a share in God's own life, the presence of the Holy Spirit within the soul, the great gift which those who believe in him will receive. And little by little, throughout this conversation, Christ reveals this woman to herself. He shows that he knows her personally, intimately, just as he knows each of us. I'm always baffled when people ask me if I really think God cares about them, about what a single person says or does or feels or experiences. Of course he does. Of course. Just as he knows this woman, he knows you and I. Because he is like us, he is near to us. He became incarnate for us, he suffered and died for us. Our Lord recognizes that this woman is open to hearing what he is about to say to her after she questions, after she starts to open her heart just a little bit. And he tells her outright that he is the Messiah, that he has been sent by God to save the people of the world. And just like that, grace brings about an amazing change in this woman. Her entire way of thinking has changed. Her entire life has changed. She has become so consumed with thoughts of Christ, so much so that she even forgets why she first went to the well. She goes to draw water, water that will cause you to be thirsty again, and instead she ends up drawing from the endless well, the spring of water that Christ offers, water for eternal life. And she leaves her bucket behind and goes off to the town to tell people about her discovery. St. John Chrysostom said, "The apostles, when they were called, left behind their nets. This woman leaves her water jar and proclaims the gospel, not calling just one person, but influencing an entire city. From one interaction with Christ, her entire life has changed, and she's already going out and changing the entire lives of everyone she comes in contact with. And this is our call today. When we encounter Christ, when we encounter the one who is like us in all things but sin, when we encounter the Messiah, when we know that he knows us and we can see ourselves in him, we want nothing more than to be like him. We want nothing more to bring others to know him in the same way that we do, to love him, to find the joy and the consolation and the grace and the good things that he has to offer, eternal life, living water. Our entire lives change when we meet Christ. We set aside buckets of water. We have set aside fishing nets. We set aside everything to follow him, to proclaim him to the ends of the earth. My brothers and sisters, Christ uses people like you and I, his disciples, to make himself known to the world. It is through us that others will come to believe. And so, if the opportunity arises, just as it did for this woman at the well, take it. We must be ready to cast aside everything to make Christ known to the world so that they might share in the same joy and consolation that our Lord gives to his own.